Hello?
Good evening. My name is Jay. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Hector County. We would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote in Hector County? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion real quick.
Yes.
Are you registered to vote? Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Very kind of you. And generally, do you think that things in Hector County are going on the right track or things are going on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
Neutral.
Okay.
We have good things, we have bad things.
I know. Okay, now what's the most important issue facing Hector County at this moment, according to your opinion? Anything on top of your head?
Our roads.
The roads, okay. So, here we go. Crime, drug, spending. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Traffic, roads, and transportation issues, okay. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, 5 years from now, I know it's a long way off, but to the best of your knowledge, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Hopefully better.
Better, thank you. Let's hope for the better. And that's the right attitude. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job, or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to reach a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Now, please tell me, how would you rate each in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? The availability of quality of healthcare. Do you think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
In Hector County, I would say good.
Okay. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're pretty good.
So how should I record your answer, good or excellent?
I'm sorry?
Should I record your answer as good or excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay. How about natural beauty and physical settings in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How about public transportation? Same question. Excellent, good, fair.
No comment because I don't use it, so I don't know how.
Understood. Availability of affordable housing. Do you think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor? That contributes
poor
to the quality of your life. Poor, okay. How about public safety and low crime? Excellent, good,
poor,
fair, or poor? Okay. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Mm-hmm. That is very poor.
Okay.
I commute every morning.
Oh, wow. How about effective leadership from elected officials in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Okay. How about offering job opportunities in your field? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I've been at the same job for 13 years, so I would say good.
Good. Excellent. Wow, that's a long time. How about the quality of the public schools in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It needs to be better, so I would say fair.
Fair, okay. How about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and ethnicity and culture in Hector County? You think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
How about the availability of cultural opportunities such as the theater, museums, and music? Excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Poor.
Okay, how about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? You think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Let's move forward. Now, I'm going to reach the list of, I think I'm missing one. Which one? Okay, here we go. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Oh, okay. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. How about young single people? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No comment. I don't know.
Okay, how about families with children? You think Hector County is a place to live for families with children? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
Good.
Okay, how about people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. How about immigrants from other countries in Hector County
good.
As a place to live? Okay. How about racial ethnic minorities? Excellent, good, fair, or poor as a place to live?
Good.
Okay. How about...
We're very diverse.
Nice. How about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses as a place to live in Hector County? You think that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. How about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No comment. I don't know.
Okay. How about people living below the poverty line as a place to live in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's move forward, man. No worries. There's no right or wrong answers. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Which one I'm missing? Okay. Here we go. Fair. Okay. Now, how about people that is retired for Hector County? Good, excellent, fair, or poor?
I don't know. Nobody's in that age group.
Retired?
I don't know.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Thank you, ma'am. And good. Okay, moving forward. On the next 5 years, do you think that quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I'm hopeful that it will improve.
Yeah, it's always have a good attitude. Now, economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you. You're very informed. That's nice. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. Now, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Not likely at all.
Not at all likely, okay. Now, finally, just for a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate?
Associate.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
And college.
Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Other. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 34.
Thank you. Wow, you got that many years working on that place, the same place? Wow. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Haitian or other?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employee in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And now, is your annual, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 plus?
$75,000 plus.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed? I know you told me you're
full-time.
Already full-time, right? But I'm required to read verbatim. And in terms of your gender, and believe me, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. It would be just we don't want nobody to feel discriminated. But in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, okay, great. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you for sharing your opinion. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Goodbye.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.